Okay, Sean Paul Barrett, congratulations. That was a dramatic end to an exciting game.
Yeah, it was, Dim. It was a dramatic end. Like, you know, when it came down to the end, like, it was really a lottery when it comes to penalties. Like, you know, when any team can win, and you feel sorry for Monaghan, like, but we're delighted to come out on the right side of it.
Yeah, because you were up against such a very, very good team.
Ah, yes, Monaghan are a very good side. But listen, don't take away from it. Like, we have a lot of very good players, and they have a great attitude. They work tremendously hard. Like, and these lads here are the next generation of Donegal senior footballers, and we would have an awful lot of belief in what they can do.
Yeah, because you have a game plan going into a match like this, but then when the conditions are like that, does that game plan go out the window?
Well, it doesn't really go out the window, but sometimes it's hard to implement your game plan, particularly with the kick-out strategy and things like that there, because the wind plays a big part in it. But we just try and do the things that we're good at and keep doing it, keep working to what we're doing, and that's the lads stick to their objective today, like, you know, and we're delighted for them.
Monaghan have good players as well, no more than Donegal, but they weren't really able to get their rhythm going at all, and perhaps that was down to your hard work, particularly in your defence.
Yeah, well, we knew who the Monaghan men that were going to cause us bother, but we put man markers on them, and they done a tremendous job. Like, they thought Cormac Finn was outstanding again in the job he done in Aaron Mulligan, and tremendous again, you know. Peter McAniff, another had a great game, like, you know, but every one of them played their part, everything worked really hard. Conor McHugh and Paul O'Hare, two great names in the middle of the defence as well, like, you know, we're delighted. Luke Gavigan led the game, like, you know, and Ethan Harkin was outstanding up front.
Yeah, so into a semi-final now.
In the semi-final, there's four teams left in Ulster. We're delighted to be there.
Yeah, and is that going to be next weekend, or do you know about that yet?
That's next weekend, I think. As far as we're aware, next Saturday. Obviously it's down, we don't know the venue yet, but it'll be next Saturday.
Right, so it's all about finding somewhere to train now during the week, because I'll tell you what, I don't think the forecast much good either for next weekend.
Well, we had huge difficulty this week getting a venue. In fact, we couldn't get it at the end up. We were lucky to get to use the LYAT on Wednesday night there for a while, and then that was unfortunate because we lost two players to injury that night, two players that really played a big part of it. Aaron Gilhooley and James Kelly would have been big they were big plans for them today to be part of what we're doing, and both of them would have had game time in it. Then we lost Matthew Duffy again, who has been playing tremendously well for it. Matthew was sick this weekend, and we lost him as well. But the fellas that came in done tremendously well. They worked really hard, they have a great attitude, like, you know, when you're looking for players to step up, it's an opportunity for somebody else, and they took that opportunity.